McDonald. Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank. Also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Now, with the Max pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
WOGO, go Max, your sports station.
Well, good evening and welcome back to McDonald High School in Chippewa Falls. It's the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium side of this non-conference boys basketball game between your Chippewa Falls McDonald Max and the Clear Lake Warriors. I'm Caleb Swenson. To my right, Mark Maloney, our intrepid producer and board operator. Back at the WOGO studios is Gavin Bovey. Our camera operator here at the court is Sam Aberle. Because, yes, we are live video streaming tonight in addition to our radio coverage on 103.1 FM. AM 680 and live audio streaming at WOGO.com. You can watch and listen to tonight's game. Of course, you can check out Max TV. Also, we are live streaming on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. And if you would be so kind as to like and subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube, you can catch this and, Lord willing, future games as well. Again, that's WOGO Sports on YouTube. The McDonald Max come into this game back at 500 after a 65-55 win 6 days ago at the Target Center in Minneapolis over a very good Altoona team. That 10-point win gave McDonald back a 4-4 record on the season. They're 0-1 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. Again, have not quite got into the heart of the conference schedule yet. On the other side, from the West Lakeland Conference, the Clear Lake Warriors and head coach Jason Sargent, they are unbeaten on the year, 6-0 and 4-0 already in the West Lakeland Conference, sitting in the Catbird seat early on in their first foray through the gauntlet of the West Lakeland. And McDonald will certainly be facing a tough test here tonight against the Clear Lake Warriors. These two teams have battled before in the playoffs in Division 5. Could be a chance to battle again in Division 4 as Clear Lake has moved up, as McDonald has, because of enrollment. And Mark Maloney, two very talented teams squaring off here, and we've got all the makings of another barn burner between the Max and the Warriors.
Yes, I mean, this is I'm kind of looking forward to this one. It's fun watching a couple of really good basketball teams, you know, and Coach Sargent over there is, I believe it was Archie Sherbanow's roommate down at college in lacrosse. So those two know each other very well, and I think that's how he kind of got involved with some Clear Lake stuff with McDonald. But, yeah, this is going to be a very, very interesting game.
It will be indeed, and we're going to step out and take a two-minute break. Interviews with both head coaches coming up, starting with head coach Jason Sargent of the Clear Lake Warriors. Been looking forward to this one, the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. There have been some fireworks for the Max boys before at this tournament. A couple days before their head coach Adam Schilling's birthday, we'll wish him a happy birthday in advance coming up on Sunday, and we'll see what his boys have in store here tonight. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches. It's McDonald and Clear Lake, the finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, back in two on WOGO.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Comes to McDonald. Long cross court feed to Emily Hartman. Hard down the lane. Beautiful touch. High with a scooting left hand off the top of the window and in.
This one dropped in the right wing corner. Centering pass right there. Oh, it went in. Oh, Sam Johnson.
Kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler. Good look at a three. You bet.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO Sports. Watch live WOGO Sports on YouTube, also 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Here with head coach Jason Sargent of the Clear Lake Warriors, the opponent tonight for your McDonald Central Max boys. Clear Lake 6-0 on the season so far out of the West Lakeland Conference. And coach, that 6-0 start, what's been key to that as you've played some tough teams, even this Luck team that we're seeing out here right now?
Yeah, we're very fortunate to be off to a good start. You know, we didn't have any seniors last year, so a lot of these guys kind of were thrown to the wolves, so to speak, last year. Got a lot of meaningful minutes, and I think, they were refocused this summer and knew that was a chance for them to capitalize on having that game time experience from last season.
When Warriors basketball is rolling, what does it look like, coach?
Well, we've over the years been blessed with some size. This team, this group is a little bit smaller. We have some good athleticism, decent shooters. So we are more fast paced than we normally would be. I would like to penetrate, kick out for threes, try to get to the free throw line. So a little different dynamic than what we kind of been used to in the years past.
How do you think that compares with what you'll see for McDonald? Of course, they brought a lot of experience back there, completely unafraid to shoot the three, and they've got some pretty good athletes as well.
Yeah, very athletic, nice group. They have some nice post play, also some very good guard play. So very tough matchup. I think we'll struggle a lot with their size and length. But I think maybe our quickness can hopefully keep us in it. If we're shooting well, I think we have a decent chance tonight.
And finally, coach, what are you hoping to gain from, again, a non-conference game like this? Some teams might take a day off after Christmas, but instead you guys are scheduling this to try to get better.
Yeah, we wanted to make the holiday break meaningful, so that's one of the reasons why we got in this tournament. Obviously knew we'd be facing some tough competition, which is what we need that'll help us down the stretch. You know, we wanted to play against some teams that we could see. We moved up to Division IV this year along with the MAX. We've traditionally been Division V like them, and so Division IV is a whole other kind of a different grouping, a pairing that you have to go up against. There's some really tough competition in Division IV. So kind of this good chance for us to see where we're at, how we compare, and then give us a chance to reflect and see what we got to do to get ready for playoffs in the near future.
Well, coach, good to see you again. We appreciate your time, and looking forward to another great battle between the Max and the Warriors tonight.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's head coach Jason Sargent back with Coach Schilling after this from the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. WOGO Sports on the radio and on YouTube. Watch and listen tonight as the Max battle the Warriors.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic title card matchup here tonight between your 4-4 McDonald Central Max boys against the 6-0 Clear Lake Warriors here with head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, last time we saw you, you said, hey, we want to get to 4-4 if we're able to get back to 500, beating a good Altoona team at the Target Center, and then we have a chance to get back above 500 going into the new year. And so now that goal is right in front of you.
Yeah, I think we have a string of home games now where I think we play about four games in a row or five games in a row at home. So the schedule is starting to even out a little bit, and we get to play at home a little bit better, and we always stress it's important to win our games at home.
Now, of course, there's the Christmas break here too, but a chance to, again, really find a nice win against an unbeaten team before you go into the next year. What's it going to take against this Clear Lake team?
We're going to have to play our best game. They're always well coached. They've got a great program that's been competitive for a long time, so they're not going to come in here and be scared of anybody. They're going to come in here and compete. We got to make sure we don't beat ourselves with turnovers or making mistakes, and we go out and execute what we want to do.
What are some of the building blocks that you've seen in these first, not quite half of the season, where you say, hey, if we continue to build on that, we'll be a pretty competitive team come February and March?
I think our defense has been pretty consistent most of the year. I think we've done a pretty good job of that end. It's just kind of getting the offensive end going, and I think the last couple of games we've seen that improve too. So it's a process. We want to finish the year playing as good as we can, and that's kind of where we're going at this point.
Coach, offensively, we see a lot of unselfishness, a lot of guys who could be the leading scorer any different night. Are there times when you do need to challenge some players, too, to say, you know what, you got to take a shot, you got to go get us a bucket?
Yeah, I think sometimes we're a little too unselfish, honestly. There's times where we maybe pass up a layup to shoot a three or something like that. So we talked to the kids about how that kind of, in a way, is more selfish by hurting the team and, you know, by being unselfish in a way, if that makes sense. But everybody's got to play to their strengths, and we got to take the opportunities that are there. If you're not, you're kind of hurting our teammates.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. There have been some fireworks at this tournament before. We'll hope for some more tonight.
Great. Thank you guys for coming out.
It's head coach Adam Schilling here, WOGO Max pregame. It's the Max against Clear Lake, the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic on WOGO Sports.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Welcome back to WOGO Sports coverage of your McDonald Central Max against the Clear Lake Warriors. Third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. It's time for the Toyson Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, what's McDonald got to do to spoil the unbeaten season for Clear Lake?
Well, coming off of that great win over at the Target Center against Altoona, I think the kids did a really nice job of taking care of the basketball. Like Coach Schilling said, they got to limit the turnovers and capitalize on the turnovers that they create against this very athletic Clear Lake team. So they're going to have to come out similar to the girls' game here. We can't sit back and on our heels and just kind of wait for this one to happen. We got to take it to them.
The girls won 63-35 in their half of this split doubleheader on WOGO Sports. Again, tell a friend, we are streaming live via YouTube at WOGO Sports on YouTube, and appreciate a subscribe, of course, there. Again, the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. We've had some great games here before. Looking forward to the finale of it here tonight on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. We will step out for a brief break and be back after this with your starting lineups as the Macs battle the Warriors.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
The Y, where your membership comes with an entire community. Now with three full-service membership branches in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Child Watch, monthly Parents Night Out events, family fun zones, group exercise classes, including yoga, and much more are all free with your YMCA membership. Learn more about the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley at www.ymca-cv.org.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports. Comes to McDonald. Long cross-court feed to Emily Hartman. Hard down the lane. Beautiful touch. High with the scooting left hand off the top of the window and in.
This one dropped in the right wing corner. Centering pass right there. Oh, it went in. Oh, Sam Johnson.
Kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler. Good look at a three. You bet. Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Location, it's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass, they'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car, it's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
It's game time here on WOGO Sports. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. The Clear Lake Warriors against your McDonald Central Max. We got our Choice and Ford keys to the game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Choice and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Now the starting lineups. Will Brantner, 5'9", senior forward, 9.2 points per game. Wears number 2 for Clear Lake. Number 4, Lane Prusak, 5'10", junior guard, averaging 5.2 points per game. Number 12, Casey Becker, 6'1", junior forward, 5.2 points per game as well. Max Everts, their leading scorer, 6'2", just a sophomore, a forward, 21 is his number, and 20 points per game is his average. And Caleb Arcand, their second leading scorer, 5'10", guard, another talented sophomore, number 24, averaging 15.2 points per game for longtime head coach Jason Sargent. Now on the other side for your McDonald Central Max boys, under the direction of head coach Adam Schilling. Clear Lake played 7 days ago. They knocked off Webster 63-45. Last time out for McDonald was 6 days ago, that game we had for a year on WOGO Sports, live from the Target Center. A 65-55 win over a very talented Altoona team. Starting lineup for the Max boys looks like this. 5'11", senior sharpshooting guard Cooper Mittermeier, averaging 9.8 points per game. He's at 13 three-pointers on the season. Number 24, 6'4", senior guard Jordan Sikora, 7.4 points, 5.1 rebounds, shooting 42% from three. Number 33, the 6'4", junior forward Carson Galvez, 9.4 points per game. He also leads the team in steals. Cale Holm, the leading scorer for McDonald, the 5'10", junior sharp shooting guard, number 34, 12.6 points per game. He has hit 23 three-pointers on the season. And Mason Bussey rounds out the starting five, four-year McDonald Max, 6'5", junior center. The big fellow leads him in rebounds at 7.2 rebounds per game, 2.9 points for number 44. And McDonald, of course, under the direction of head coach Adam Schilling. It's game time, and it's great to have you with us here at Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Clear Lake in their royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, with the white numerals and lettering, the black outlines and piping. McDonald resplendent in their white uniforms, tops and bottoms, with a blue and white kind of Tennessee checkerboard pattern on the side as Jordan Sakura wins the opening tap. Donald, the royal blue numerals and lettering and the gold piping as they move left to right as we begin here on WOGO Sports. Again, subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube. Watch and listen to this game. Carson Galvez starts off with a three. It starts off with a bang for McDonald as they lead 3-0 right at the circle. Carson Galvez immediately makes good for McDonald. Trying to answer for three, a miss from the far side of the floor. Mason Bussey with a rebound, scrabble for a loose ball near midcourt. Out of bounds to McDonald.
Good rebound there by Mason. He's got to get it to a guard, maybe.
That miss was from Max Everts. Cooper Mittermeier, an aforementioned guard, across the timeline to Jordan Sakura, the 6'4" senior. Throws to Mittermeier, right wing. Finds Cale Holm in the right corner. Back up top, Sakura. Staying right on the nose of that Bulldog logo at midcourt. Cale Holm, right wing. Close it over, Cooper Mittermeier. Touch pass, Jordan Sakura, left wing. Back up top, Carson Galvez. Right side, Cale Holm, wearing those fluorescent green and yellow shoes. Holm back for Sakura. Cale Holm flips to Jordan Sakura, left wing. Jabbing, probing. Into the left corner, Carson Galvez. Backing down his man up top to Sakura. Just over a minute gone by, first half, 3-0 McDonald. Cale Holm floats it back up top. Jordan Sakura drops down to Carson Galvez. Got raked across the face inadvertently. Cale Holm, tough jumper along the baseline. No good. Rebound comes down to Clear Lake. The Warriors moving right to left here in the first half. And Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey, our producer and board operator, our on-site photographer, is Sam Aberle. Three well off the mark. Caroms off a couple pairs of hands and out of bounds to McDonald. Still trying to get into their groove. The Clear Lake Warriors.
That looked like they were in that 1-3-1 zone.
Across the timeline, Cooper Mittermeier throws to Mason Bussey high on the left. Finds Cale Holm up top between the wheels. Cale still has his dribble to Cooper Mittermeier, coming off a screen for three. Back rim, no. Mason Bussey goes high for the rebound. Taken down hard, and a jump ball called possession will go to the Clear Lake Warriors. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie McLaughlin, and their team are ready to serve you on County Highway I and Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. 2 minutes into the game, the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald leads Clear Lake 3-0, two Division IV teams. Hero stepped down the lane, missing from point blank. As Will Brantner, the senior, kind of slithered his way through the paint that time, had a good look.
Another great rebound by Mason.
And you see why he's getting over 7 rebounds per game. Leads the team in that category. Jordan Sakura high on the left. Off the feed from Cale Holm. Sakura pauses. Back out to Carson Galvez. Spinning in the lane. Floats it out. Left corner pocket. Three. Good look. Rimmed in and out for Cooper Mittermeier.
Shots are just not going down right now.
It remains 3-0 McDonald's. Clear Lake into the forecourt. Feed into the post. Nice high-low action and up and in for two for the Warriors. I believe that was...
Was that number 12?
Casey Becker, the junior. On the other side for McDonald. An answer for two, and is that 5 early points for Carson Galvez?
Steal by
Cale Holm. Holm right down the middle of the lane. Finger roll, no. Flying follow, yes, counted for Cooper Mittermeier, and one.
Nice hustle down the floor by Cooper.
7-2 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier makes it a 5-point lead. Can be a full 2-possession lead with 14:42 remaining. If he makes good on this free throw. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Mittermeier, the free throw is perfect. 8-2 McDonald. 14:39 and counting here in the first half. The right side for Clear Lake. Losing possession of the basketball and a whistle.
Kick.
A kick ball against Carson Galvez. The six-point lead, McDonald on defense, packing the paint. Kruzak to inbound, throws a jump ball. Cooper Mittermeier breaks it up into the hands of Carson Galvez. Galvez down the lane, speeds to the rim for two. A hot start to the game for Carson Galvez, much like we saw last Saturday.
Yes.
Against Altoona. McDonald trapping pressure, and Cale Holm takes advantage of a loose ball. Holm down the left side of the lane, finger roll is good.
30-second timeout.
Timeout taken. We'll be back as well. Back in 30 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. At WOGO Sports on YouTube, subscribe there. You can watch and listen to tonight's game or catch us on the radio dials at 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Also live streaming on Facebook tonight at WOGO Radio. Clear Lake breaking pressure. They're down double digits. Cale Holm, another interception as he steps in front of a pass. Dumps it off to Mason Bussey. McDonald, active hands in the passing lane so far tonight. It's led to this double-digit deficit for the Clear Lake Warriors. Cooper Mittermeier backtracking near midcourt. Throws to Cale Holm. Holm thought about a three, gets his man of the year, then takes the three, rims in and out. Rebound pulled down by Clear Lake. With a head of steam, Max Evers, their leading scorer. Evers along the baseline, tried to throw it back in bounds off a McDonald player, instead goes right back to Clear Lake. Kick out for a far side three, front of the rim clanking off no for Luke Kruzak. Offensive rebound, put back, that still won't go down. The follow will not go as well for Caleb Arcand, and McDonald finally comes out of there with the rebound. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm hard, takes some contact, goes heavily to the floor right near that C and Max along the baseline, but he will earn a trip to the foul line, shooting two, with his team leading 12-2 and 13:08 to play in the first half.
Foul on Brantner.
Well, whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Holm is off the mark on the first free throw. It's been a bit of a bugaboo for McDonald from the line, 56% so far through the first eight games of the season. Nathan Hazel has come into the game for Coach Adam Schilling, the 6'3" sophomore forward. Number 22. Second free throw is perfect for Cale Holm. Makes it 13-2. Now Grant Smisky comes into the game, the 5'10 senior guard, averaging 4.2 points per game. David Anderson as well. 6'1 senior forward, number 10. Again, McDonald can go to their bench with a lot of confidence. 13-2. McDonald leads by 11. 5 minutes and change into this contest here at the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic at Steve and Deb Racer Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Spence and Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports. Skip pass far side. Kick out to a free throw line jumper. No good, but Max Everton offensive rebound out to Pruzak. That was Jordan Blanchard, the senior, on the miss. Of course, we know that name well from a lot of these battles between McDonald and Clear Lake. Pass thrown away, last touched by the Max.
It's going to be a foul on Carson.
So Carson Galvez picks up his first. That's the team's first. Two whistles so far against Clear Lake. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows for Clear Lake as Eli Stepp will come into the game. Number two, the 5'11 junior guard, averaging 4.5 points, shooting 36% from three. Carson Galvez will take a seat. 12:33 to go, first half. Step guarding his man in the corner. Now the trap. Kick into the corner for a long three. Whistle and a foul. As Caleb Arcand misses the shot and an offensive foul called on Clear Lake. I think Nathan Hazel kind of drew that, working hard in the paint.
On Jordan Blanchard picked up that foul.
That's his first, the team's third, with 12:25 remaining in the first half. 13-2 McDonald. Grant Smiske, QB1, now at the point for the Macs. Cooper Mittermeier, right wing. Mittermeier up top, scoots it to Eli Stepp. Stepp launches for three. He goes heavily to the ground. No offensive rebound. Nathan Hazel goes up hard and scores with the left hand.
Good follow through from Nathan.
Nathan Hazel gives McDonald a 13-point lead. Jumper along the baseline. No offensive rebound by Clear Lake. No, but a foul. As number 23, Miles Johnson, the 6-foot sophomore forward, will head to the line shooting two. Look out, West Lakeland Conference, with this sophomore class that's coming up for Clear Lake. As Coach Sargent mentioned, they didn't really graduate a lot last year. He had a lot of players even younger than this year's squad that he said kind of got thrown into the fire last year and acquitted themselves pretty well, but now bring back a lot of experience that's led to this 6-0 start.
Yep, there's a shoot two here. See if
the foul went on Grant Smiske, by the way.
Yes.
First free throw away off the front of the rim and out. Well, Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Miles Johnson makes good on the second free throw. And it is now 15-3, McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier, right side. Working a left-handed dribble, finds Grant Smiske, left wing. Smiske off the screen for a moment. Maintains the dribble back out near the logo. Cooper Mittermeier rotates to Eli Stepp. Looking at the post where David Anderson's working hard. Stepp to Cooper Mittermeier, high on the left. Has a screen from Hazel if he wants it. Mittermeier at the left elbow, back out to Grant Smiske. Smiske to Eli Stepp, right wing. Again, Nathan Hazel is posting up his man. Long skip pass to Cooper Mittermeier, touch feed. Grant Smiske up top between the wheels. Right side, Eli Stepp again. Again,
David
Anderson. Yes. He's just
a battle under there.
Working hard against Miles Johnson. And Jordan Blanchard in there as well. Now matched up against Will Brander. They've got to get him a post touch at some point here, as hard as David's working.
There you go.
There's the feed to David Anderson. He's doubled, skips it out. Eli Stepp to Cooper Mittermeier. Head fake. Mittermeier down the lane. Runner comes up too strong. Rebound pulled down by Clear Lake. Brantner now on the move, left wing. 15-3, McDonald. Against the 6-0 Clear Lake Warriors, a pair of Division IV teams in a non-conference matchup. Here in the finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic in Chippewa Falls. Left side, Brantner for three. That one well off the mark, and Eli Stepp shows off the hops as he pulls that one down. Feet ahead to Grant Smiske, right block extended. He's doubled. Grant, a bounce back up top to Eli. Step back to Grant Smiske, right wing. Quick closeout prevents the three. Smiske leaves it for Eli Stepp, left wing. Eli jabbing. Slides a bounce pass down in the post. Nathan Hazel gets by his man, doubled. Out to Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Mittermeier back to David Anderson. He's got a one-on-one, twisting along the paint. Baseline, no. Offensive rebound, putback, no. Nathan Hazel twisting up with the left hand. That shot won't fall. McDonald, another save and an offensive rebound from Grant Smiske to Hazel. Back up top with Eli Stepp.
David Anderson kept that one alive.
Stepp hands off to Cooper Mittermeier. Up top, Grant Smiske. Subs coming in at the next stoppage. Smiske bodies his man up. Kick back out, Cooper Mittermeier to Eli Stepp, left wing. Stepp down the paint to Cooper in the right corner. Gets his man in the air, goes by him for a moment. Back out to Eli. Stepp the junior shoots across the floor. Grant Smiske, Cooper Mittermeier, right wing outside the arc. Finds Nathan Hazel, the sophomore up top. Eli Stepp. Stepp gets by his man, goes hard to the hoop, high off the glass, count it.
Nice move by Eli.
A very patient possession there for McDonald. First points of the game for Eli Stepp. Almost halfway through the first half, 17-3 the max. Nice feed down low and up and in for two. For Clear Lake was number 24, Caleb Arcan, his first points. Cooper Mittermeier up top. To David Anderson, Grant Smiske right side. 17-5, McDonald. Hazel gets his man in the ear. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier, the left wing. Mittermeier to Eli Stepp. Straight on for three. Eli splashed it.
He had that one nailed.
20-5, McDonald. 5 quick points for Eli Stepp. And we have a whistle and a blocking foul.
Yeah, I just picked that up.
Snaps to first, team's third, team fouls even at three apiece with 8:40 to go here in the first half. It's 20-5. McDonald with a 15-point advantage.
Dessian Matthews in the game.
The 6-foot junior guard, number 3. Dessian, his first action tonight.
23.
Yeah, number 23, his fellow number 23, Miles Johnson, caught the inbounds pass and gave it right back to Caleb Arcan. Matthews knocks it out of bounds, and they'll try it again in front of the McDonald bench. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Inbounds to Arcan. Right side, Jordan Blanchard. Another steal by McDonald as Eli Stepp takes an errant pass away. Stepp across the timeline, weaving. Flip over to Grant Smisky. Smisky up top to Dessian Matthews. Matthews to Eli Stepp. Good head fake to try to get by his man. Then double, working the pivot foot, spins back. Nathan Hazel, the sophomore. Hazel driving baseline, doubled. Hits the brakes, kick out Dessian Matthews. Matthews to Grant Smisky, doesn't pull the trigger on a three. Jab step. Now at the foul line, left elbow. Kick out Eli Stepp. Stepp penetrates into the paint. Comes to a jump stop in a crowd. Back out to David Anderson at the foul line. To Dessian Matthews. Wide open look at a three. That one a little bit too strong. Good look there for Matthews.
Yes. He's a good shooter, too.
Just doesn't fall down. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield glass and garage door needs. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls. Cale Holm about to come back in along with Mason Bussey for head coach Adam Schilling. His team enjoying a 15-point advantage early going in this one. Caleb Arcan left wing. J.C. Becker rotates right side. Brantner against Matthews. Dangerous pass up top. Holes knocked away from Arcan. Pass goes through a couple pairs of hands out of bounds to Coombe, staying with Clear Lake. After a bullet feed into the paint, goes astray. Jordan Sikora, Mason Bussey, and Cale Holm back in. Eli Stepp, David Anderson, and Nathan Hazel will sit.
Said it went off of somebody's fingertips.
And proud sponsor of Chi High and McDonald High School Sports on WOGO for over 30 years. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes. Off the inbounds, good look at a three from straight on. That one a miss from Arcan. Rebound to McDonald. Grant Smisky across the timeline, just inside the arc right wing. Pulls it back out between the wheels to Cale Holm right side. Holm holding. Spins to Smisky on the left wing. Matthews calling for the ball. He was wide open for a moment there.
Yep.
Smisky back up top. Cale Holm with 6:50 and counting first half. 20-5 McDonald. Justin Matthews to Cale Holm. Deep three, left wing, swish.
Nice shot by Cale.
Cale Holm, another bomb from downtown. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it with him. Back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports. This is McDonald Basketball.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Welcome back. WOGO Sports coverage of McDonald Basketball. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Gavin Bovey back at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Our on-site producer, camera operator, Sam Aberle. Again, you can stream audio and video live via the brand new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Also live on the WOGO Radio Facebook page. Clear Lake and McDonald, it's a 23-5 lead for the McDonald Max. Bullet feed down low, up and in for two on a nice high-low feed. Number 12, Casey Becker. It's his second bucket, I believe.
Yep.
23-7. Jordan Sikora back into the game. He's doubled just outside the paint. Whips a pass to Cooper Mittermeier. Wide open look for a corner pocket three. No. Rebound pulled down by Clear Lake. Jordan Blanchard left wing. Into the left corner, faking the three, Caleb Arcand. Pick out right side, quick trigger on a three for Clear Lake off the front of the rim. No, couple Warriors fighting for the rebound, able to secure it. Back out to Blanchard. Quick trigger on a three from the left corner. That rattles in for Caleb Arcand.
Got that one to rattle in.
Double-digit points now on the scoreboard for the Clear Lake Warriors. 23-10 McDonald. High post feed. Mason Bussey right back to Cooper Mittermeier. Working against Blanchard. Number three against number three. Grant Smiski right wing. Smiski matched up against Miles Johnson right now. Cale Holm left wing. Holm up top between the wheels to Cooper Mittermeier. Back up top to Cale. Left side feed outside the arc. Grant Smiski looking to the post. Jordan Secor down there on the block. Is he working against Arcand? Left block extended up top to Cale Holm. Holm down the left side of the lane. Runner off the glass. Bounces all around. Mason Bussey can't quite corral the offensive rebound. Jars it loose. Cooper Mittermeier had it for a moment. Then Mittermeier breaks a pass loose, and he is sent hard to the ground. They'll say it went off Cooper out of bounds as Cooper Mittermeier took an inadvertent forearm or elbow to the head. Looks to be all right. He's kind of looking for a call.
I don't know. I mean, they were both.
I think, again, probably equal right to the ball there.
Yep.
Well, plumbing or heating and cooling emergencies, they don't take days off, and that's why Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24-7, 365, serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating, call 839-0707 or go to wurzgala.com. Following his own miss is Arcand. No, and another whistle as Mason Bussey fighting for the rebound. Jump ball possession going to McDonald with 4:40 to play in the first half. Whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, one solution, H&R Electric. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Jordan Secor up top, slides a bounce. Cooper Mittermeier taps the brakes, fights it into Mason Bussey. Bussey is going up hard in the paint. No, grabs his own rebound and can't get the finish. Mason Bussey still fighting for it, takes it back to Carson Galvez. Galvez, soft, feathery touch off the back rim and in. Oh, Mason Bussey is a one-man wrecking crew in the paint right now. 25-10. A whistle and an offensive foul.
Nope, he stepped out of bounds.
Oh, stepped out of bounds. Excuse me. So Everett's with the turnover. And 4:05 remaining in the first half. McDonald holding on to that 15-point advantage, 25-10. McDonald Area Catholic Schools, safe, faith-based quality education. Witness the McDonald difference. Schedule your visit today at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Jordan Secora high on the left. Hand off from Carson Galvez to Cooper Mittermeier, right back to Carson. Carson, Euros down the lane, off the glass, rattles it in.
Another good muscle shot.
Starting to assert himself offensively last couple games, Carson Galvez at double-digit points in the first half against Altoona. Quick trigger on a three. That one comes up short for Max Everts. Offensive rebound, Everts high off the glass. No, Mason Bussey, guess who? Another rebound. 27-10 McDonald. Jordan Secora, tip pass. Carson Galvez retrieves to Cooper Mittermeier straight on. Secora floats it back up top to Carson Galvez. Gets it back, playing catch near the logo. Left side now, Cale Holm. Holm down to Carson Galvez. Nice feed. Carson between a couple players. Had it taken away from him, but dribbling the ball on the end line was Will Brantner. Stelter Inc. works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Putting the shoulder down, Cooper Mittermeier trying to spin past his man in the paint. Finds a wide-open Jordan Secora for three. Book it. Right-wing bomb for Jordan Secora.
His first points of the game.
20-point lead for McDonald, 30-10. Jordan Secora shooting 42% from three-point range. Showed it there. Under three to go, first half. At the left elbow, Jordan Blanchard, the senior, falling away for three, knocks it home.
Yeah, excuse me, shot.
That was a two.
Yep.
Blanchard, his first basket. 18-point lead for McDonald. Jordan Secora high on the left. Cooper Mittermeier drops to Carson Galvez. Galvez backing his man down in the paint. Kick out. Cooper Mittermeier head fake from the right corner. Mittermeier slithers into the lane off the glass too strong. Rebound pulled down by Casey Becker of Clear Lake. Feed ahead to Will Brantner. Brantner hesitation move in the paint, picked up a foul on the way through, drew it from one of the McDonald defenders in the area. We'll see who that one is against. Team's fourth foul, and that one went against Cale Holm, his first. And Carson Galvez has one. Trying to play clean here. Fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach and in the courtroom. Dave Check in the Check Law Office, making you part of the team. Inbounds to Brantner, shovels it into the paint, rattling one in and out. Caleb Arcan. Mason Bussey, another rebound. He's going to have double-digit rebounds in the first half. Nathan Hazel, no one stopped the ball. He slides right to the hoop, drew a foul. And Nathan Hazel, the 6'3" sophomore, draws the fourth foul of the game from Clear Lake. Team fouls even now at four apiece. Fouls on the ground, so Cooper Mittermeier will inbound. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows. Mittermeier directing traffic, finds Cale Holm in the right corner. Working off a screen from Mason Bussey. Give and go wasn't there. Nathan Hazel to Cooper Mittermeier, high on the left. Faking the pass into the paint. Cooper the senior against Brantner, finds Cale Holm up top. Minute 48 and counting. In the first half, right side Nathan Hazel. Thought about a long two. Drops it up top, Cale Holm. Holm with the jab step to Cooper Mittermeier, left wing. Feed into the paint to Mason Bussey. He was double teamed, to Will Brantner intercepted it. Cooper Mittermeier almost takes it away at midcourt. Rotating to Blanchard. Blanchard for three. Good. In the left corner, Jordan Blanchard. A talented family, as Coach Sargent told me before the game. Blanchard, the senior, he's the last of the Blanchard boys. He scored a lot of points for the Clear Lake Warriors. 30-15. McDonald's doubled up on Clear Lake. The Warriors trying to make a push here to end the half. Nathan Hazel, head fake, driving baseline. Deep underneath the hoop, too far underneath the hoop. Offensive rebound, Mason Bussey. Not the first time, but the second time is good.
Mason's just takes up a lot of space in that paint. Did a nice job rebounding that.
32-15, McDonald. Brantner left wing. Floats it up high for Lane Pruzak. Drop down to the right block, extended Blanchard. Blanchard kick out to Brantner in the left corner. Brantner splits a couple McDonald defenders into the paint. Trying to look back to the corner. Nothing there right now. Arcand. High post feed to Casey Becker. Swinging left side, Caleb Arcand, that sophomore. Again, talented sophomore class. Blanchard, the senior, too strong off the glass. Mason Bussey just rips down the rebound, taking it away from a Warrior defender. Nathan Hazel.
15 seconds.
Across the foul line. And final 13 seconds and counting. McDonald leading 32-15. See what they can do to execute here in a final possession. Carson Galvez working off a screen, driving baseline, spinning into the lane, pulls up, switches hands with the left hand. No. Rebound pulled down by Clear Lake. A 60-footer at the buzzer off the backboard in the rim. No. An entertaining first half. McDonald leads at 32-15 at the break, and that's where we stand here on WOGO Sports, Wogo Radio, and WOGO Sports on YouTube. When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals and gives great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. And mark your calendars. McDonald Area Catholic School's biggest fundraiser, Spring Spectacular, is happening March 29th, 2025. Get ready for an unforgettable evening to celebrate and support Catholic education. Stay tuned. Exciting details, including the evening's entertainment, are coming soon. Again, the Spring Spectacular happening March 29th, 2025. We'll step out and be back in 3 minutes. We'll talk stats, highlights, analysis, and, of course, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports as McDonald leads at the break over Clear Lake 32-15.
Best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community. For commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors. No business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley offering three full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, and membership rates are among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes, and the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out event, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch service. All free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports. Comes to McDonald. Long cross court feed to Emily Hartman. Hard down the lane. Beautiful touch. High with a scooping left hand off the top of the window and in.
This one dropped in the right wing corner. Centering pass right there. Oh, it went in. Oh, Sam Johnson.
Kick out. Aaron Siegenthaler. Good look at a three. You bet. Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. You're on WOGO Sports. Don't forget to subscribe to the brand new WOGO Sports YouTube channel. That's where we are live video streaming along with our radio broadcast here tonight. 32-15. Our score and a nice start to the first half, especially defensively. Mark Maloney has... Did you just win?
Lita did. And I told her to give it back, and now the Siegenthaler and
the 50-50 worked out pretty well, I guess.
It was a $30 prize. I says, donate it back to the basketball club. So, yep, it was a, you know, had it been a little bit more, we would have thought about maybe not donating it back. But anyway, where were we at, Caleb? You were asking me?
Yeah, again, just thoughts on the first half, because especially defensively, again, both the Lady Macs and the Macs, it really seems like defense leads the way for these teams.
Yes, and they do a nice job, and they're doing a nice job handling the basketball. I'm watching them play, you know, their offense, it's not real complicated. It's, you know, screen the ball, pick and roll type thing. If everybody keeps moving, somebody gets open, and they're doing a nice job again of taking care of the basketball. So very few turnovers. I think I got McDonald down for like four turnovers. Clear Lake's got about seven. So, again, the turnovers is key. You know, if they can take care of the basketball, score the points. They missed a couple of bunnies there. Mason kind of padded his rebound stats there by missing one and then putting it back in. So he gets a rebound and then in the basket. So they're doing a nice job.
Looking at the leading scorers on both sides, starting off with the Clear Lake Warriors, they have two players with five apiece, Caleb Arcand and Jordan Blanchard. Four for Casey Becker and one for Miles Johnson. Four players have scored for head coach Jason Sargent. The Warriors, seven have scored already for McDonald, led by Carson Galvez with 9 points. Cale Holm with 6-5 for Eli Stepp, four for Mason Bussey, three apiece for Cooper Mittermeier and Jordan Sikora, and two for Nathan Hazel. Let's hear how the first half sounded. Your highlights on WOGO Sports as McDonald leads at the half 32-15. To support local sports. Gold piping as they move left to right as we begin here on WOGO Sports. Again, subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube. Watch and listen to this game. Carson Galvez starts off with a three and starts off with a bang for McDonald as they lead 3-0 right at the circle. Carson Galvez.
Steal by
Cale Holm. Holm right down the middle of the lane. Finger roll, no. Flying follow. Yes, counted for Cooper Mittermeier and one.
Nice hustle down the floor by Cooper.
The 6-point lead, McDonald on defense, packing the paint. Prusak to inbound, throws a jump ball. Cooper Mittermeier breaks it up into the hands of Carson Galvez. Galvez down the lane, speeds to the rim for two. Game for Carson Galvez, much like we saw last Saturday.
Yes.
Against Altoona. McDonald trapping pressure, and Cale Holm takes advantage of a loose ball. Holm down the left side of the lane, finger roll is good.
30-second timeout.
Timeout taken. We'll be back as well. Now at the point for the Mavs. Cooper Mittermeier right wing. Mittermeier up top. Scoots it to Eli Stepp. Stepp launches for three. He goes heavily to the ground. No offensive rebound. Nathan Hazel goes up hard and scores with the left hand. To David Anderson. Grant Smiskey right side. 17-5 McDonald. Hazel gets his man in the ear. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier, the left wing. Mittermeier to Eli Stepp. Straight on for three. Eli splashed it.
He had that one nailed.
Smiskey back up top. Cale Holm with 6:50 and counting first half. 20-5 McDonald. Christine Matthews to Cale Holm. Deep three. Left wing swish.
Nice shot by Cale.
Cale. Taps the brakes, fights it into Mason Bussey. Bussey is going up hard in the paint. No, grabs his own rebound and can't get the finish. Mason Bussey still fighting for it, takes it back to Carson Galvez. Galvez, soft, feathery touch off the back rim and in. Reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Putting the shoulder down, Cooper Mittermeier trying to spin past his man in the paint. Finds a wide open Jordan Sikora for three. Book it. Right wing bomb for Jordan Sikora.
His first points of the game.
And that's how the first half sounded here on WOGO Sports. Again, subscribe to WOGO Sports on YouTube so you can watch and listen to tonight's game and, Lord willing, future games as well. So, Mark Maloney, it's time for our halftime tradition for the last time in 2024. Mark Maloney's military shout-outs, as always. Please take it away, my friend.
Thanks, Caleb. And, you know, Lita and I, in between games, we took a little drive through the park there, and them guys do a great job of recognizing all the active duty people around Chippewa. And I'm glad to see that most of them people that I notice out down there on that border are on my list. So good job out there. And I still got to catch up with a few, like Jeff Link. I got to find out what's new with his career, what he's got going on. Ellie Eckes, Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, Matt Pulver, Mason Gatel. They were all on the list down there, and I just got to catch up with them and get the updates on those guys. So Glenn Maloney, our son, out at McGuire Air Force Base in New Jersey. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Louisiana. Jory Kabishek up at Eielson Air Force Base in Fairbanks, Alaska. Actually, that's in the North Pole, his address is. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. Greg Hovland is a Colfax grad, is at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Arizona. Sarah Passant-Bovey is a Chi-High grad with the 133rd Civil Engineers with Minnesota Air National Guard, along with Kristen Levesser, is also in the Air Force National Guard. Carter Billen, I got to catch up with him. Let's find out where he's at. Last I know, he was security forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. Brandon Anderson is a Colfax grad and is active duty Navy. Wayne Trimble, I think he's getting close to retirement, so we got to catch up with him. Noah Stewart is a Chi-High grad at Joint Base Bowling in Washington, D.C. And, again, a huge thank you to all of our military out there during these holidays. And hopefully they have a very safe 2025. A lot of stuff going on in this world.
And we appreciate all that they do to make nights like this possible, where we can be at home, safe, enjoying some great entertainment. And again, all of that's made possible by those who keep our country safe from those who would be enemies of the United States. So we'd love to continue adding more to this
list.
Yes,
we would.
Again, contact Mark Maloney. Or contact us, WOGO at WOGO.com, or get a hold of us via our website or social media to let us know if there's a name you'd like to add to the list. Second half possession starts with Clear Lake. Kick ball out of bounds by Carson Galvez. The Warriors will inbound and immediately throw it away to Cooper Mittermeier, head to Cale Holm. Holm holding high on the right side to Carson Galvez, threw it away out of bounds. The teams trade some turnovers to start the second half. And thank you to our board operator tonight at the WOGO Radio Studios in Halley, Gavin Bovey, again, 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Our camera operator, photographer, here is Sam Aberle. High up top. Left side. Lane Pruzak lost it out of bounds. And inbounding it from the far side of the floor will be Max Everts. Feet at the high post. Kick out up top. That's Lane Pruzak. Neither team has scored through the first minute of the first half. Up top, 4-3, back rim no for Lane Pruzak. And McDonald comes out of there with a rebound and misses. Bussey took a hard spill on the ground. Feed to Cale Holm, right corner, quick trigger. A three, splash for Cale. Cale Holm, now his second triple of the night. Makes it 35-15, McDonald. Caleb Arcan, the left corner, leaves it for Will Brantner. Brantner up top, Lane Pruzak. Brantner in the paint, just inside the foul line. Nice pass down low to Max Everts, and that's his first points.
Yes.
Their leading scorer by what we were able to find at wisports.net, averaging 20 points per game. Carson Galvez to Cale Holm into the forecourt. Across the timeline here at Stephen Debrasler Gymnasium in Chippewa Falls. Third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO Sports on the radio and via our brand new WOGO Sports YouTube channel as well. And a shout out to our friends at MacMan for getting us set up with some live streaming equipment that we're testing out here today. Let us know what you think. Feedback always welcome. Cooper Mittermeier at the left block. Back out to Jordan Sikora. Again, Sikora, Galvez, Bussey, Mittermeier, and Cale Holm on the floor for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the right hand, pulls up at the right block, floats it up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora, nice head fake, slithers down the lane, high off the glass, counted, a foul, up high for two. A beautiful touch from Jordan Sikora and a chance for three the old-fashioned way. Jordan Sikora, what a move for McDonald.
That was a tough shot in the middle.
37-17, back to a 20-point advantage for the Max. Jordan Sikora, the free throw, rattles it in. Largest lead of the night for McDonald, 38-17. Now some three-quarter court pressure. Blanchard across the timeline. Clear Lake safely broke the press that time. Lane Pruzak at the elbow, feed down along the baseline, knocked out of bounds, staying with Clear Lake. If you're looking for a bright start for your little one, McDonald Area Catholic Schools is accepting applications for the 2025-2026 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. More in a moment. Blanchard up top and thrown away. Cale Holm with the steal. Holm bodied up down the lane. Another and one. Took the contact, finish, and a foul. 40-17 McDonald as they're starting to open things up here in the second half. Cale Holm now into double digits with 11 points.
That was Brantner's third foul.
Again, qualifying families can attend St. Charles Preschool and Primary School tuition free through the Wisconsin Parental Choice Program when you apply by April 17th. Give your child an exceptional Catholic liberal arts education in a caring, small class environment, but hurry, spaces are limited as Holm hits the free throw. Unofficially with 12 points now, visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. 41-17 McDonald, just over 3 minutes into the second half. Blanchard, long cross court feed at the high post now. Mark back out to Arcand. A lot of the offense has run through Arcand tonight. He has 5 points. Lane Pruzak up top. Slides to Blanchard, the senior right wing. Blanchard dropped it down into the post. Mason Bussey, good contest there. Miles Johnson feeds it back up top to Blanchard.
This 2-3 zone's kind of giving Clear Lake a little bit of trouble.
Blanchard left side, Caleb Arcand. Baseline jumper, that comes up short for Casey Becker. Mason Bussey gobbles up another rebound.
Beautiful.
Down the lane, up and in for two.
Jordan
Sikora to make it 43-17 McDonald. Clear Lake trying to answer. Up top, Arcand for three. Straight on, straight in. Caleb Arcand, 18th, 19th, and 20th points For the Clear Lake Warriors as the sophomore hits his first three of the night. 43-20 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier to answer for three. Right corner pocket. Yes, sir. 46-20 McDonald. First three of the night for Cooper Mittermeier. 5'11 senior guard. A miss by Clear Lake. Carson Galvez shovels it out to Cooper Mittermeier to Carson Galvez. Far side of the floor, Kale Holt hits the three and the foul. A chance for a four-point play for Kale Holt.
Nice. He's got such a quick release there that the defense doesn't know what to do.
49-20 McDonald. Kale Holm gets more four-point play opportunities than about anybody I've yes. seen in a long time. Chance to put a half-century mark on the scoreboard with a made free throw here. Holm at the foul line. Shooting the end one after hitting the three. Free throw is perfect. 50-20 McDonald. Still employing some backcourt pressure. Blanchard dumps it off and gets it back just into the forecourt. Finds a man Everett along the baseline, and he slides a bounce pass away from his intended recipient, Miles Johnson. And out of bounds.
Oh, tipped.
Tipped by McDonald.
I don't know how they saw that.
I was going to say, I didn't see it, but we also aren't court level.
No.
So Arcan to inbound. They'll drop it down to Blanchard at the left block. Mason Bussey up on him. Arcan driving baseline back to Blanchard left wing. Quick close up by Kale Holm prevents the three. Bounce pass in the lane, knocked away for a moment. Back to Clear Lake. Pull up from a left elbow jumper. No good. Mason Bussey powers down another rebound. Cooper Mittermeier up top. Wheeling along the foul line to Kale Holm. Holm down the lane. Touch off the back rim. Too strong. Long rebound. Mittermeier couldn't quite track it down in front of his own bench. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial, Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. 50-20 McDonald. A 12.5 to go here in the second half for the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Elbow jumper for Blanchard off the glass, and good for two. Jordan Blanchard, the senior, his first points of the second half. 28-point lead for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the left hand out for David Anderson, who just came into the game. Grant Smisky and Nathan Hazel, along with Eli Stepp, also came in as Coach Schilling substituted 4 for 5. Hazel out to Anderson. Left corner feed Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier bumped up top to Nathan Hazel. Steps into a three right wing front rim. No. Nathan David Anderson saves the rebound inside after fighting hard for it. Eli Stepp curls into the lane. Layup won't fall. Fighting for the rebound, McDonald and Clear Lake. And Clear Lake wins at that time as Caleb Arcand comes out of the pack with the basketball. Drops it off for Max Everts. Everts gets it back up top. Head fake gets by his man down the lane. Off the glass. No, they'll wave off the shot. And a foul on the ground.
Cooper got him out front.
When you're looking for a financial partner who has your best interests in mind, stop by Royal Credit Union. Royal's there to help you reach your financial goals. They give great advice that you can trust. See everything Royal Credit Union has to offer at rcu.org. That's rcu.org. Truzak leaves on the left side for Miles Johnson. Open look at a three for Everts. That one no good. Long rebound to Cooper Mittermeier via Grant Smisky. And Mittermeier left-handed layup for two. Good heads-up play by Grant Smisky, immediately pushing the ball ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. He has 8 points by our unofficial tally. Puzak for Everts. Short corner drops down to Becker. Everts gets it back high on the right. Force feed just outside the paint. Now to Blanchard in the left corner for the Clear Lake Warriors. Final McDonald games of 2024 here this afternoon. The Lady Macs defeated Clear Lake 63-35. McDonald looking like they could be on their way to their fifth victory of the season. Steal in the paint. Nathan Hazel knocks it loose and then corrals it along the baseline. Eli Stepp slides a beautiful bounce pass to David Anderson, soaring to the hoop for two.
Nice pass.
Timeout on the floor. McDonald leading 54-22. We'll step out and be back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
We welcome you back to Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium inside McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Nearing the halfway point of the second half. McDonald Max with the commanding lead right now. Looking for more as Grant Smisky with a steal. Down the lane, layup no. Hit the underside of the rim as he was challenged from behind. Everts comes out of the pack with the basketball.
He needs to take that a little stronger.
54-22, McDonald. Everts long three, no, and again, long rebound out to Grant Smisky. This time he'll pull it back to Eli Step up top. Step curling across the foul line. Now we'll back it up top near midcourt. On to Desian Matthews. He saw some action in the first half as well. Matthews, the 6-foot junior guard. Eli Step at the foul line. Beautiful bounce pass down low to Nathan Hazel. Couldn't get it to fall, going from the left to the right.
A great pass by Eli.
Wayne Pruzak has it up top for the Clear Lake Warriors to Caleb Arcand against Desian Matthews. Arcand picks up his dribble, long cross-court skip. That's Everts. Max Everts, the 6'2 sophomore. They'll drop down right block. Extended tipped pass by David Anderson. The springs getting up to knock that pass loose. And now Grant Smisky has the loose ball for McDonald. Wide open for three. Grant, back rim, no. Long rebound, Nathan Hazel. Hazel to Eli Step in the left corner. Grant Smisky up top between the wheels. Again, you want Grant to shoot that shot. Kicked ball by Everts. Grant shooting 46% from three. Doesn't take a lot, but he makes most of what he takes.
He does. And that was a wide. I mean, he almost didn't want to take that. He was so wide open, but
sometimes you almost want someone running at you just to add a little degree of complexity. Inbounds to Matthews in the right corner. Out to Eli Step, outside the arc right wing, backtracking with a left-handed dribble. 54-22 McDonald, 8:46 and counting to go here in the half. Eli Step in rhythm for three, pure left wing splash for Step.
The second three.
57-22. McDonald with a commanding lead, whistle and a foul near the baseline. They might get Eli with this one, and we'll see.
No, Desian.
Desian Matthews. Team's second of the second half and the first on Desian Matthews. Two of the blocks, two at the elbows for Clear Lake. The Warriors holding and waiting and shooting it up top was Will Brandner. Arcand back to Brandner in the right corner. Matthews and Step close out on him. Arcand up top. Long cross-court skip to Miles Johnson. Johnson feeds the high post. Becker went up and down, but it was tipped. David Anderson knocks the ball loose, but right back to Becker. Open look at a three left side. That one rims and out. Eli Step goes high for the rebound off the miss by Pruzak. Feed ahead to Grant Smisky. Smisky finds Jesse and Matthews. Goes in hard. His shot blocked from the side. Knocked out of bounds on a good athletic play there by Will Brantner.
Yeah. It's a good feed. It's a good defensive play there by Brantner.
8:05 play here in the second half, 57-22 McDonald. Inbounds to Eli Step. Thought about a three from the left corner. Grant Smisky up top. Smisky feeds Desian Matthews right wing. Matthews of the junior slides it down to David Anderson. Anderson curls by his man to Eli Step. Wide open for three, left corner, no. Long rebound down in the opposite corner for Arcand of Clear Lake. Gotta like the looks McDonald's getting from three.
Yeah.
getting them to some of their talented shooters as well. Brander into the corner. Arcand falling away for three. Rattles in and out. Anderson taps the rebound to Grant Smisky, the senior across the timeline. Smisky to Eli Stepp. Stepp at the left elbow. Kick out. Desian Matthews for three. Rains it in from deep on the right in front of his own bench.
And they wanted him to shoot it.
60 points on the board for McDonald as Desian Matthews, his first points of the night. To answer for three, Everts, that's good. 60 to 25. Max Everts, his first three of the night. All five of his points coming in the second half. 60 to 25, McDonald with a commanding lead. Under seven to go. Another three on the way for McDonald.
Oh,
Eli Stepp, bucket for Stepp from the left wing.
Got the hot hand.
They're starting to rain here tonight. Eli Stepp has hit a trio of triples. Arcand to answer for another three. Front rim, no. Fight for the rebound. Nathan Hazel battling down low with Miles Johnson. And out of bounds.
Nathan got a foul on that rebound.
The team's fourth. New entrants into the game, including for McDonald, including Dawson Moulton, the 6 foot junior forward, number 30. Also,
Luke Anderson,
6 foot two sophomore forward, number 32. And Isaac Crawford, I believe, snuck in there as well, the sophomore 5 foot 10 guard, number 11. Isaac almost had a dunk in the JV game at the Target Center. It was this close. Pass tipped away in the paint. David Anderson has it for a moment. Back out to Becker. Becker shoots it along the baseline to Miles Johnson. Johnson up top, almost at the two-thirds point of the second half. 63-25 lead for McDonald, up by 38 here against Clear Lake. Warriors were unbeaten coming into this game. David Anderson steps in front of a pass, and Luke Anderson gets the feed from David. Now across the timeline with Isaac Crawford. Crawford to Desian Matthews, left wing. Feeds Dawson Moulton. Moulton to David Anderson. Anderson curling into the paint, back out Crawford, left side Desian Matthews that just hit that three. Jabbing, back out to Crawford. Swings right side, David Anderson, front of his own bench. Finds Dawson Moulton, right block extended. Dawson spinning, backing his man down. To Desian Matthews, thought about another three, right wing. Up top, Crawford lost the handle for a moment, and a kick ball and possession going back to Clear Lake. We'll step into a world of pure imagination. McDonald Central Catholic High School and Notre Dame Middle School proudly present Roald Dahl's Willy Wonka. Join us January 30th through February 2nd for an unforgettable musical production by our talented students and dedicated Max Theater Arts Department. Evening shows start at 7 p.m. with a special matinee on February 2nd at 2 p.m. Get your tickets now. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org and click the button to reserve your seats today. End of year activities moving into 2025 activities. For McDonald, looking forward to that. Willy Wonka, end of January, early February. Just over 5 minutes to play here in Chippewa Falls, 63-25. The Max over Clear Lake looking to complete the girls and boys basketball sweep.
I have my version of Willy Wonka chocolate right in front of me, the infamous Caleb Svensson's peanut butter, chocolate dipped peanut butter balls.
Yes, indeed. Had to bring you some there, too. A slicing into the paint and scoring.
Number two.
Will Brantner. His first basket of the game.
Oh, he hit a three earlier.
Oh, well, cut that back then. So five for Brander. 63-27 our score. Dawson Moulton pulling back for a 12-foot jumper. No. And Lane Pruzak tracks down the rebound. 63-27. Your Lady Max. The win earlier. The McDonald Max boys trying to do the same. Off the miss. McDonald on the move with David Anderson. Back out to Desian Matthews. Dawson Moulton thought about the three. Instead attacks the paint. Pulls up from 10 feet. No offensive rebound. Luke Anderson up and in for two.
Luke went up after that one hard.
65-27. Luke Anderson, the 6'2" sophomore, gets into the scorer's column. Under 4 minutes to play here in the second half. Another steal by McDonald. Crawford has a 3-on-1 to David Anderson. Anderson hard attacks the rim. He will earn a trip to the foul line, shooting two. 3:49 to play.
Everybody's trying to get David a breakaway so he can slam it.
Sure, we'd all love to see that, especially since we're on video here tonight.
Yeah.
And if you missed it, WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. WOGO Sports on YouTube. Again, WOGO Sports on YouTube, so you can watch and listen to tonight's game and hopefully many more in the future as well. First free throw is good for David Anderson. Have him unofficially for 3 points.
Yep.
66-27. Anderson to give McDonald a 40-point lead. No. Offensive rebound, though, by Luke Anderson. Kick out to Dessian Matthews for three. Back rim, no. Tipped back out. Crawford couldn't quite handle the loose ball as it almost took out head coach Adam Schilling.
Yeah, he was ducking.
A couple days before his birthday. 3:38 and counting to go here in Chippewa Falls. 66-27 the max. Everett's up top to Brantner. Kick to the left corner, Pruzak. Back up top, Brantner. Finds Pruzak on the left wing outside the arc. Feet in the paint, knocked away by the quick hands of Anderson to Crawford. McDonald has numbers. Flip to Dessian. Matthews up and in for two with the left hand. The dime dropped that time by Crawford. And Dessian Matthews, he had 5 points. 68-27, McDonald up 41.
Give Isaac the credit for finding him.
Indeed. Everett's up top, jabbing. Trap throws right side, that's Brantner. Brantner working a left-handed dribble with 2:50 to go. His team trailing by 41. Everett's on the left side. Again, Clear Lake came into this game 6-0. Will be leaving with their first blemish. Luke Anderson coming from behind. Swats the shot away. That looked to be a wide open layup, and Luke Anderson just erased it. Up top. Right side, David Anderson. Long three, Dawson Moulton. 71 on the night for McDonald. They may have double-digit players scoring tonight. 71-27. Seven players had scored at halftime. Brander in the right corner. Long cross-court skip. Good catch by Everett's touch pass. They'll drop it down to the lane. Miles Johnson kick out by Brantner. Good ball movement, and the three will not go down. Luke Anderson, he's got some hops.
He does.
Goes up to pull it down to Crawford. Crawford down the lane. Finger roll, no. Speaking of bounce, Crawford had a lot there. Anderson wide open for three. Book it, right wing triple.
Luke says he can do it too.
74-27. McDonald running away with this one.
Got a lot of young guys out there getting some playing time too.
Johnson to Everts. Wide open for three. Side of the rim, no. Dawson Moulton pulls down the rebound. Moulton with a head of steam across the timeline to David Anderson. Anderson hard to the hoop, up and in for two. Took some contact, dropped it through. David Anderson. 76-27 McDonald. High off the glass, up and in for two, working hard down there. Number 23, Miles Johnson, the sophomore. Makes it a 76-29 game with under a minute to play. Under a minute left in this year's edition of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Thank you again to everybody here at McDonald. Makes this great tournament possible in honor of Denny Laramie. And the Laramie family, we certainly wish them the best. Denny, an absolute icon here.
Yes.
At McDonald. For so many years as a coach, athletic director, and then when I started working here at WOGO, got acquainted with Denny, he was just someone who would do anything that was needed, whether it's dust mopping the floor, getting coaches what they needed. Denny loved this school, loved these students. Right side, Crawford with 16 seconds to play. You're on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. We'll count it down at 3, 2, and 1. Your final score in the title card matchup of the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Your McDonald Max 76, the Clear Lake Warriors 29. Been great to be with you all throughout this beautiful Friday post-Christmas here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. And please subscribe to our brand new WOGO Sports YouTube channel so you can rewatch this one and also Get acquainted with more Chi High and McDonald live video broadcasts coming up as well. That'll do it for us here for a few minutes, and then we'll come right back with the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out, be back in 3 minutes. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling. We'll have your leading scores, stats, analysis, and postgame highlights as well. That's all ahead in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports. As McDonald takes care of business, 76-29 Clear Lake, their first blemish of the season. They are now 6-1, but still unbeaten in the Westlakean Conference. McDonald now 5-4, back above 500 as they head into 2025. We'll take that 3 minute break and be back as the Post Glass postgame show continues on WOGO Sports.
Save smarter and grow your funds faster with a certificate from Royal Credit Union. Royal's 4.25% 9-month certificate has no minimum opening balance and a locked-in rate for a guaranteed return at maturity. Open a 4.25% APY 9-month certificate at any Royal office or online at rcu.org/certificate-saver. Early withdrawal penalties could reduce earnings and principal. APY accurate as of 12/5/24, insured by NCUA.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
We welcome you into the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. We'll talk with head coach Adam Schilling shortly. We'll get you those post-game highlights and stats as well, as McDonald puts 76 on the board as they drub Clear Lake 76-29. McDonald back above 500 at 5-4 on the season, and Clear Lake their first loss of the season. They're at 6-1. Your thoughts here on this one, Mark Maloney, and again, it started off with some great defense, and they really put the clamps down in the second half.
You know, and that's exactly what we kind of maybe expected. Clear Lake just looked like they were a little out of their league there with some young players making young mistakes. It looked like they just didn't handle the ball very well, but again, credit McDonald's defense there. They did a great job causing turnovers and then converting on points. and running the offense. You know, they took their time. When they had the fast breaks, they did a nice job fast breaking, scoring the easy baskets, and otherwise they pulled it out. And again, the three-pointers were falling tonight. I don't know when I got the total, how many we made, but I'm looking at my score sheet here, and there's at least 12 that we made at least, and I'm not counting. I'm just looking at the numbers, and I'm going, that's a lot of threes that we hit. And everybody was hitting them. You know, Luke Anderson hit one, Dawson hit one, Eli hit three. They just did a really nice job of, you know, moving the ball and getting good shots off and making the 3 points.
We'll take a look at the leading scorers for both sides in a moment. What really jumps out initially here is six players scored for Clear Lake, 11 for McDonald, which, again, yes, you'll see in some of these runaway games, and we'll talk more about this in a moment as we'll invite head coach Adam Schilling to join us here, not only on audio but on video, as we'll see if we can get Coach Schilling here with us. As we don't tell him this beforehand that we're going to put him on video as well, too, again, on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Coach, again, we mentioned before the game, you had a chance to get back above 500 here. Tough non-conference schedule that you've played, and now 5-4, and getting into the heart of your Clover Belt Conference schedule. Are you starting to see things trending in a positive direction just with these last two games in particular?
I think, again, playing at home makes a big difference for a lot of our guys. So to have a stretch of home games here in a row now is going to be big for us to take advantage of that. But, yeah, I think we're building on some things. You can see our depth of our team. I mean, when we sub, there's really no drop-off. And just a lot of kids that can play. And the biggest thing is they're all unselfish, and that's a very important thing.
Certainly the way you guys shoot the three at home, that game against Mondovi where you put up 90-plus points and then the number of threes that you hit here tonight, you don't want to live and die by the three, but it certainly helps when they're falling.
Yeah, and, you know, the other part is we're getting a little better on our inside game also. So if we can complement our outside shooting with a good inside game, you know, it makes things easier for everybody. So we're trying to just be a whole, complete team, and I think we have capability to do that.
It's some of those effort plays as well that we see from so many guys out here. Mason Bussey in particular just absolutely owned the glass on both sides, offense and defense tonight. And you see a lot of guys rebounding, but he's one of those guys that might not score 10, 15 points a game, but he might give you 10, 15 rebounds.
Well, his defense, like, you know, the ball gets in the lane, they got to deal with him, and I don't think a lot of guys want to do that. So he's got a very important role. You know, I think he's going to keep getting better offensively too, which can make us, you know, go to another level. So, yeah, there's just a lot of guys that chip in and do the little things that we need to do. You know, I think like Eli Stepp coming in off the bench, hitting some shots, making some nice passes. Desi Matthews has been playing lights out in practice, and we just got a lot of guys that can play.
When you talk about Desi Matthews as well, too, I would think the playing time that he got here in this game, and maybe before it started being a runaway, can also kind of speak to the culture of this team, saying when you put the effort in practice, when you show that you're willing to put the work in, that you can play, you're going to get opportunities in the game. This isn't something where it's saying, hey, just the same guys are going to play because that's what we do here. Willing to give opportunities to guys off the bench and keeping them out there when they're playing solid minutes for you.
Yeah, I'm hoping that makes things stay competitive in practice. I mean, it's a long season, so, you know, we try to reward the guys that have a good week in practice, and you know, it's important that they take every practice seriously so we develop good habits for the game. So, yeah, just, you know, we're going to play the guys that are playing well, and that's the way it is.
When you reflect back, Coach, again, nine games into the season now, so not double digits yet, but again, this first month and a half or so of practices and games, are you feeling like, hey, from where we started to where we're at now, there's been significant progress? And, of course, you're hoping late February that you're at the peak. But are you saying, hey, we're seeing good signs, good trends?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is we learned a few things from some of the losses we had early. You know, we lost a game by two where we had a couple turnovers at the end, lost a game by four. So we had some close losses. The one game we weren't competitive was the Regis game. But, again, that's always a tough place to play. So I think we're improving at the things that kind of cost us games early. And hopefully that puts us in a good situation to win.
Well, Coach, we appreciate your time as always. We'll see you in 2025. Happy New Year to you, and happy birthday in a couple days as well, too. I don't know. Maybe next year they need to schedule this game on your birthday again so we get another one of those 50 pieces from somebody on your team. But certainly, again, an all-around group effort with 11 different players scoring. You have to love that as a staff.
Yeah, I want to just say thank you to the Denny Laramie family and
yes.
for everybody. This is a great event. Every year I have a little special speech for the kids, just explaining what Denny meant to me when I came over here. And you know, cancer's a tough thing. My mom's in the hospital, and I think she's watching, so I love you, Mom, and it'll be good to get you home again.
Well, thank you, Coach, and again, our prayers for your mom, and certainly looking forward to a bright 2025.
Thank you guys for everything.
That's head coach Adam Schilling. We'll take a break here, and we'll be back in 2 minutes with those stats and the highlights as we tie things up with a post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass Amir in Chippewa Falls. They're now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. We're back in 2 minutes to tie things up here on WOGO Sports.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Only the best. That's what you get from Stelter Incorporated and the concrete they provide. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has been helping turn people's dreams into reality with the highest quality ready-mix concrete tested every day. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, and their fleet of dump trucks and drivers are here to serve you. Expect the best. That's what you'll get from Stelter. Stelter Incorporated, online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Whether it's in education, business, or athletics, being part of a team is something truly special. This is Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, and every day our team is here for you, for your family, your business, and your community. At Northwestern Bank, you'll find all the technology and services of big banks, but in a personal setting that shows that people are what we value most. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
We welcome you back to the Post Glass Post Game Show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We take a look now at the leading scorers on both sides. And before we get into this, Mark Maloney, what really jumps out to me is, again, double-digit players scoring for McDonald. 11 different players in the scoring column, two in double digits, but you look at a couple guys with eight, someone else with nine, just a lot of balance all over the place.
Yes, and again, the guys did a nice job of finding the open person, moving the ball around. Coach mentioned being unselfish and doing a great job of finding the open person. Again, a lot of these baskets in the second half were coming from just great defense down on one end, pushing the ball down the floor, and basically having three-on-one, three-on-two opportunities and scoring the basket with, and just sharing it.
Well, the scoring looked like this unofficially for the Clear Lake Warriors. Caleb Arcan led the way with 8 points. They didn't have anyone in double digits. Had six different players score, five apiece for Will Brantner, Jordan Blanchard, and Max Everts. Four for Casey Becker and three for Miles Johnson. Again, a young team for head coach Jason Sargent, but a lot of talent, again, as evidenced by their 6-0 record coming into this game. Now 6-1 on the season, but still unbeaten in the West Lakeland Conference. Cale Holm with a game-high 16 points, including three triples to lead the way from McDonald. How about three triples for junior Eli Stepp, as he had 11 points, had six in the second half, shot the ball very well. Then 9 points for Carson Galvez, all in the first half, at a strong first half. 8 points for Cooper Mittermeier, 8 points for Jordan Sikora, And rounding out the scoring here as a number, again, number of different players scored for McDonald. We had Luke Anderson with 5, Desian Matthews with 5, David Anderson with 5, Dawson Moulton with 3, Mason Bussey with 4, and Nathan Hazel with 2. Did I miss anyone?
Nope, that was it.
So, again, 11 different players scoring for the McDonald Max boys as they put up 76 here at home, and they certainly like playing on that home floor. Let's hear a little bit of how it sounded here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Your second half highlights right here on WOGO Sports and the WOGO Sports YouTube channel. Sounded like this. Half. Up top, 4-3, back rim, no. For Lane Pruzak, and McDonald comes out of there with a rebound. Misses. Bussey took a hard spill on the ground. Feed to Cale Holm, right corner, quick trigger, and a 3, splash for Cale. Cooper Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the right hand, pulls up at the right block, floats it up top, Jordan Sikora. Sikora, nice head fake, slithers down the lane, high off the glass, counted, and a foul up high for 2. A beautiful touch from Jordan Sikora and a chance for 3 the old-fashioned way. Openings in 3K, 4K, and kindergarten programs. More in a moment. Blanchard up top and thrown away. Cale Holm with the steal. Holm bodied up down the lane. Another and one. Took the contact, finish, and a foul. 40-17 McDonald. As Arcand, the 18th, 19th, and 20th points for the Clear Lake Warriors as the sophomore hits his first 3 of the night. 43-20 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier to answer for 3. Right corner pocket. Yes, sir. 5'11" senior guard. A miss by Clear Lake. Carson Galvez shovels it out to Cooper Mittermeier to Carson Galvez. Far side of the floor, Cale Holm hits the 3, and the foul, a chance for a 4-point play for Cale Holm. Like they could be on their way to their 5th victory of the season. Steal in the paint, Nathan Hazel knocks it loose and then corrals it along the baseline. Eli Stepp slides a beautiful bounce pass, and David Anderson soaring to the hoop for 2.
Nice pass.
To the right corner. Out to Eli Stepp, outside the arc right wing, backtracking with a left-handed dribble. 54-22 McDonald, 8:46 and counting to go here in the half. Eli Stepp in rhythm for 3, pure left wing splash for Stepp.
The second 3.
Anderson taps the rebound to Grant Smisky, the senior across the timeline. Smisky to Eli Stepp, Stepp at the left elbow. Kick out, Desian Matthews for 3. On the right in front of his own bench.
And they wanted him to shoot it.
All 5 of his points coming in the second half. 60-25 McDonald with a commanding lead. Under 7 to go. Another 3 on the way for McDonald. Eli Stepp, bucket for Stepp from the left wing.
He's got the hot hand. There's
off the miss. McDonald on the move with David Anderson. Back out to Desian Matthews. Dawson Moulton thought about the 3, instead attacks the paint, pulls up from 10 feet. No offensive rebound. Luke Anderson up and in for 2.
Luke went up after that one hard.
Wing outside the arc. Feet in the paint, knocked away by the quick hands of Anderson to Crawford. McDonald has numbers. Flip to Desian Matthews up and in for 2 with the left hand. The dime dropped that time by Crawford. And Desian Matthews, he had 5 points. His team trailing by 41. Everett's on the left side. Again, Clear Lake came into this game 6-0. They'll be leaving with their first blemish. Luke Anderson coming from behind. Swats a shot away. He's got some hops.
He does.
Goes up to pull it down to Crawford. Crawford down the lane. Finger roll. No, speaking of bounce, Crawford had a lot there. Anderson wide open for 3. Book it, right wing triple.
Luke says he can do it too.
And that's how it sounded. Your post-game highlights here on the Post Glass Post-Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald moves to 5-4 on the season. 76-29, they roll over Clear Lake. Earlier, the McDonald Lady Max rolled over the Clear Lake Lady Warriors 63-35. And that'll do it for us here, Mark Maloney, as we say a fond goodbye to 2024. A lot of great high school sports memories, but looking forward to making more in the new year.
Yes, I think it's going to be a great year coming up. The boys are playing well. The girls are playing well. Again, they're just going to keep on getting better and better. And then, you know, it'll be a month and a half, halfway through February, and we're through the regular season, and we're talking playoffs already.
Absolutely.
It just goes by so quick.
It really does, and we're glad to be able to be here once again on this wonderful event, the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Shout-out to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Gavin Bovey, pulling double duty for our doubleheader with the McDonald Lady Max and Max. Coming up tomorrow afternoon, join us for matinee basketball, Chi-High Lady Cardinals Hoops with Mark Halverson on the call. Against Holman, that'll be our final WOGO Sports High School broadcast for 2024, and looking ahead to a big slate of games right away in 2025. Complete sports calendar at WOGO.com. Don't forget to subscribe to our WOGO Sports YouTube channel to watch and listen to high school sports actions. We're looking forward to hopefully being able to live video stream even more high school games like we have been able to do here tonight. And a big, big shout out to the man just to my left, Sam Aberle, for intrepidly running our camera operation here at Stephen Debraisler Gymnasium for both games as we are kind of learning on the fly here, working on some live streams. Shout out to our friends at MacMan and Eau Claire for giving us some equipment to test out. And hopefully early returns seem pretty positive that this might be a good solution to be able to not only have our traditional radio broadcast, but also to give live video wherever we go as well, too. So looking forward to exploring that more and more. And, yeah, tell a friend and please subscribe again, WOGO Sports on YouTube.
Yes, I know Karen Anderson watched the girls' game on the YouTube channel, and she said it was awesome. And then we gave you know, the information out to some Clear Lake people that didn't want to drive down in the rain and fog, you know.
Don't
perfect
blame
opportunity
them.
You know, and yeah, this is kind of cool. This is the first day with it, so it's kind of neat to see that.
Well, this has been the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. For Mark Maloney, Sam Aberle, and Gavin Bovey, I'm Caleb Swensing saying so long from 2024 McDonald Max Basketball as we bid a fond farewell to 2024 and look ahead to a bright new year of action. Once again, your final score in the girls' game is the McDonald Lady Max 63, the Clear Lake Warriors 35, and in the boys' game, the title card matchup here, the third annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, McDonald 76, Clear Lake 29. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, and Happy New Year.
McDonald Max Basketball at WOGO has been brought to you by Northwestern Bank, White City Glass, Toyce & Ford of Chippewa Falls, Johnson Roll-Off Service, TTM Technologies, by Quality Propane and Fuels, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Royal Credit Union, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Holly Bobby of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, the Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, and by Nicolay Bank, also by Post Glass and Mirror of Chippewa Falls, Kurth Heating and Cooling, Wynn Family Dentistry, Chippewa Auto Body and Service, Chippewa Valley Technical College, Ashley Construction, Peterson Volker Funeral Chapel and Cremation Service, by Wiersgala Plumbing and Heating, Culver's of Lake Halley and Chippewa Falls, East Loken and Associates LLC Professional Land Surveying, Chippewa Valley Financial Services, and by Stelter Incorporated. Thanks for listening to McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. We now return to our regularly scheduled programming already in progress. W-O-